Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Everyone, I'd like to take this opportunity once again to welcome everyone in here to the Clay County Corner, coming to you live and in living color as we on your radio dial, as we do here each Thursday morning at 9 o'clock on WVFB FM 101.5, Kicks Country. Remind everyone that we are live now, but we'll be rebroadcast this afternoon, this evening at 6 p.m., and also our shows are streamed and archived on the Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper site, so you can go there and listen to us just about any time you want to. And, of course, we appreciate all the folks that make this possible each Thursday morning. That is our sponsors that purchase time here upon on this show, and also this comes to you through the auspices of the Three Star Committee and the Clay Chamber. And we've been doing this for a few years now, and we greatly enjoy the fact that you allow us to come into your homes each Thursday morning, and hopefully we'll have some good information for you here in just a little bit. Mayor Dale Reagan is on his way up, and he'll be here just in a few minutes. And until he gets you, we'll take a little short break here to begin with. Then we'll come back and talk about basketball news going on here and maybe a few other things while we get ready. We'll be back just in a few minutes.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
The opioid epidemic is affecting countless lives, including young adults. Did you know approximately 45% of opioid prescriptions to adolescents are made by dentists, often after wisdom teeth removal? These drugs carry risks, but you can help reduce your risk or the risk for a loved one. If prescribed an opioid, ask your dentist to consider limiting prescriptions to 3 days, using over-the-counter pain relievers, and properly disposing of unused medications. For more information, go to shatterproof.org. This has been a message from Shatterproof, United Healthcare, and this station.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. Of course, we've had some terrible weather here in this area. We'd like to do it. You know, I don't know what kind of we've had some terrible weather here the past few days. With the I believe I noticed on the TV this morning that they'd upgraded and called it an EF4, which means there's winds, I guess, between 150 and 200 miles per hour that hit the place over there. And I know that we've had I knew a few people lived out in that area, and I know that it's a very, very catastrophic thing. That something, I think the loss of life now is up to about 18 people, and maybe have they ever identified everyone? Do they have anyone still missing, or
still got one unconfirmed?
One unconfirmed yet. I think most of those that were missing, I think when they got the word out that someone, family members or someone had texted in or sent messages in that, you know, that they knew that they were okay. But, you know, thoughts and prayers go out to all the folks over in Putnam, through all Nashville, Wilson County, and all the area. You know, a lot of folks, their curiosity gets the best of them, and they want to go see these things, but that's not the thing to do right now. You know, stay away from that area and let the folks over there get their job done. But then on a brighter note, on our athletics here in Clay County, our boys team, basketball team, is playing for the regional finals tonight, and by the win on Tuesday night puts them in, I guess it's the first round of the state playoffs, which they call a sub-state. And depending on whether we win or lose tonight, we'll be playing at 7 p.m. over at Livingston Academy. And we'll either be hosting Eagleville or Fayetteville here, or we'll be traveling down to Eagleville or Fayetteville. And all these games are at 7 p.m., irregardless of where they're at, local time. I think we're on the central time zone this year. Sometimes we get caught up at having to go to the eastern time zone for these things. But
will that be, if they win, will they host it? When would that game be?
It'll be, golly, I'm trying to think. It will be one day next week. It may be Monday or Tuesday next week. I'm not real sure on that. Sometimes those things get rescheduled a little bit, but I think normally a girls' substation usually Saturday night, and then the boys either Monday or Tuesday. I'm not sure, but just keep posted. Look on Facebook at the site there, and there's always someone posting something there. And let's see, on another note, weather related, the Home and Garden Show, I think, over at Heidelberg's Coliseum in Cookeville has been canceled, and I believe maybe going to be rescheduled sometime down in the fall, maybe in October. And I want to remind everyone, too, we'll be giving away a birthday cake today. And while the mayor's sitting here and letting him get all settled in, I have a couple things on today in history. The first one, something that most of us that watched Roy Rogers, we're all familiar with. But in 1836, Samuel Colt manufactured his first Colt pistol. It was a 34 caliber Texas model. And of course, all of us that watched the cowboy movies, we know that was the gun that won the West. That Roy and Gene all had their 45s. But the first one that was patented was a 34 caliber. And this next one was a major, major invention. And that was George Westinghouse Jr. patented the triple air brake for trains. Trains were great modes of transportation, but early on they moved forward real good, but they had problems getting them to stop. And he came up with a triple air brake that really made the steam engine and the trains, you know, plausible to get out and run at reasonable speeds. This is also the Westinghouse that came up with the idea for alternating current that runs all of our electric lights now. Instead of having direct current, like battery power, we now have the current that flows through and goes on somewhere else. Yeah. And it doesn't run down like batteries did. And then also in 1924, the IBM Corporation was formed. And I think at that time they were making ag machines and things like that. But they came from a company called the Computing Tabulating Recording Corporation. And they became the International Business Machines. And I think they're still around today.
And can't you imagine the size of those back then would probably fill this room, and now this day and time, it's you can carry it in your pocket.
Yeah, well, I got to shout out, the guy that started all this company, guess what his name was?
I have no idea.
Thomas Watson.
Thomas Watson.
It wasn't me, and it wasn't none of my folks. And then another word that Dale and I are both probably familiar with, and that is the Iron Curtain. Winston Churchill popularized this word. He was the prime minister in England, but this speech was made in Fulton, Missouri, when he talked about Europe being now behind an Iron Curtain, which was the demarcation of where the communists, the Soviets took charge, and the free world. Of course, the Iron Curtain went away when they tore the wall down in East Berlin. So that's something I guess the youngsters don't know that much about, but that was something we were very, very familiar with when we were growing up, and that was all these countries behind this Iron Curtain that put them out and wouldn't let anyone in. But that's a little bit of news this morning, Mayor.
Good morning.
What we got to talk about this morning?
Well, we've got a few things we'd like to bring everybody up to date. We had a county commission meeting Monday night, but before we do that, I want to continue to echo what you said about our neighbors and all those that were affected by the tremendous storm that came through our region Monday night. Our prayers and thoughts goes out to all those in those areas. And I talked with Mayor Porter this morning, and I texted him, and he said just please to tell everyone to keep the prayers and thoughts coming, and Lord be our helper, that you know that we'd all get through this and everything. But we certainly want to thank everyone. We've had some volunteers from the county here that's been, I know Natalie has been coordinating that, going over and helping. So we certainly want to thank everyone for doing that. I think today they were going to back down just a little bit on the volunteers, because I think the power companies were coming in there and going to try to restring up some of the lines and to cut some of them loose so that they could get some of the outlying areas, get some power powered back up to those areas and stuff. And when they're doing that, they certainly don't want people in there that would get, you know, in harm's way or something doing that, because sometimes they can energize some of those lines and they're not for sure exactly what's going to happen. So but continue our thoughts and prayers to all those. And we extended out from here in Clay County that anything that we could do to assist, please let us know. And he wanted to extend the appreciation and the thanks to everyone.
You know, that those things hit, you know, when they're next to us and we're then close to us. I know there's probably none of us here in Clay County that don't have a connection to someone in that general area where that took place. Mayor, I'll tell you what, let's take a little short break, come back, and then we'll officially get started here.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll be back just in a minute.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why making Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
The opioid epidemic is affecting countless lives, including young adults. Did you know approximately 45% of opioid prescriptions to adolescents are made by dentists, often after wisdom teeth removal? These drugs carry risks, but you can help reduce your risk or the risk for a loved one. If prescribed an opioid, ask your dentist to consider limiting prescriptions to 3 days, using over-the-counter pain relievers, and properly disposing of unused medications. For more information, go to shatterproof.org. This has been a message from Shatterproof, United Healthcare, and this station.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom?
Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep,
We're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, Mayor Reagan is here with us, and we're going to do a special shout-out again to our basketball teams that are playing tonight.
Absolutely.
Remind everyone to get over to Livingston. You probably need to, I think the gates open about, they'll probably open about 6 o'clock tonight, about an hour before game time. And if you want them good front row seats, you might ought to get there early. But, Mayor, we were going to talk about the meeting the other night and some of the stuff you got to share with us this morning.
Okay, as I said, again, thank you for the opportunity this morning. County Commission met in regular session on Monday night, and we had a rather short agenda. They had three notaries that they took in consideration and approved. It was Tiffany Thompson, Amanda Strode, and Lori Ledbetter. And a couple of motions that they had to approve was the motions of their county commission meetings, minutes of the meeting of last month, and then, of course, the motion to approve their planning minutes that we have on the Monday night, last Monday night and every month. And that's unless something comes up that we have to postpone or cancel the meetings, the county commission meets in regular session the first Monday night of every month at 6:30. At the government complex down there in the new courtroom. So we encourage everybody to come out and be with us and everything. So we had two resolutions. The first resolution was a budget amendment for the Clay County Public Works Fund, and that's our highway superintendent. He gets money through state aid and different areas like that. And he had some funding that came in, and he had to move that from one line item to the other. But the county commission has to look at that, and they always have to approve any kind of budget amendments on moving funds around, and they did that. And so the other one was a resolution to approve a budget amendment for the Clay County General Fund. And what that was, there was a couple of them that we moved some funds from a health grant that we had about a year and a half or so ago that you remember Miss Miss Candy Powers, when she was over here and worked with us,
right,
when the hospital was here, and she was super to work with on some grants and stuff for healthy living. And we obtained a $5,000 grant to put water fill stations in. And so we've got that moved to the UT's department, and the young ladies down there that are doing our UT office now are super. They are energetic, and they took that now, and we got the first one that the first one that I'm aware of was installed down here at the community center. We got that installed. The guys got it put in the first of the week, and it's nice. And so if you're down that way and and you got a water bottle and you want to fill it up.
Well, just tell them exactly what this is, Mayor.
Your athletic bottles. Everybody, just about everybody anymore, and I know a lot of the offices down there, the office personnel, they have their little water bottles and stuff that they keep with them, and instead of just drinking straight out the water fountain, you can go back there and put it under there. It's a sensor, and you just hit that, and it'll fill your bottle up.
Okay, and that also, one of the things behind this is to stop a lot of the use of individual water bottles, isn't it?
Yeah, and it is, and it counts, and that's the neat thing about it, and it's got a counter up there above, and every time it fills a bottle up, it counts that. So at the end of the year, you can look back and you can see how many, you know, bottles, plastic bottles or whatever.
That you kept out of the landfill.
That you kept out of the landfill and everything. So that's, and of course it goes through a filtering system and everything. So a lot of people are excited about that. We're going to, there'll be one, I think, that's going to be installed at the KA, Hermitage Springs, and at over here at the high school and everything.
Well, you know, along that same line, but on a different line, you know, I know some folks over in Kentucky that raise quite a few acres of corn and beans, and they're involved in a federal study right now where they're studying the effect of city water irrigation based upon natural water coming out of wells or from creeks, and to see, check and find out how much difference that it makes in the growth process of farm products by using natural water instead of treated water.
Yeah.
And you know, I think that they've come with some outstanding numbers on that about how much better crops grow with natural water irrigation.
I can understand that and everything, because I mean, you know, through the processing of the purification process, where they have to use, you know, different things to do that with, it has to have an effect not only on plant life but on human life too. I think, you know, sometimes, you know, we wonder about that, but
you know, that process does, it removes a lot of bad things out of the water, but it also removes a lot of natural nutrients.
Right, it does, and it ain't like the natural purification process that the Lord fixed for us to run over the rocks and all that.
How many rocks, how many gravels was it took to go?
I don't know.
I remember my grandpa saying that after so many rocks and gravels that it was purified.
You're good to go, exactly. We had also on that resolution was budget amendment for insurance recovery and for the sheriff department. And it's sad to say, but from time to time we have incidences where unfortunate events happens that we have to turn into our insurance company for that, you know, and the sheriff had a patrol car that had an incident, and the insurance company paid off on that, and when that comes in insurance recovery, we have to put that back into the line item that the sheriff department has to replace that vehicle. And so that was about $10,000 that we had to do on that. And like I said a moment ago, with the highway department, anytime that we have a budget amendment for funding that comes in, it has to be placed around in different categories. The county commission has to be made aware of it, and they have to approve it and everything. So, and that was all the resolutions that we had to go over for the county commission. But we also, that particular time, we had our audit report, and we got an audit committee that consists of three folks. Dickie Roberts sits on that, as well as one of the county commissioners, Ms. Parrish Wright, sits on it, and certainly Dr. Young, he's the chairman of it. So they go over an audit and then come back with a report to the county commission and make their recommendations as well from things. But one of the interesting facts was that I'm very proud of is that back in, I think it was in 06, 05, something like that, we had at one time thirteen findings, and now we're down to about three. So that's something to be proud of. I'd love for us to get to none, but sometimes, you know, and some of those findings, you know, are just things like that are small, but they should have been, you know, they may have been needed to be put in a line item that didn't get put in a line item or something like that, but they're very, very easily corrected and everything. So, but everybody is doing well and doing a lot better and everything.
Well, you know, a budget is something, you know, a lot of folks say, you know, when the county commission passes this budget, this is the money they are going to spend this year. But that's not true, isn't it? It's not something mandated. We're going to spend this. This is what we think we need to spend and where we're going to spend it at. And that don't, of course, that's an educated guess, isn't it?
It is, and that's a good way to put it because it's a projected. You project that, and everything is based on assumptions. And so, I mean, you know, you assume, you know, that you need this much to operate, but you always, it don't always work out that way because everybody, and I encourage everybody to, okay, you asked for $10,000. Just because you asked for $10,000, don't spend $10,000 unless you need $10,000. But, I mean, if you need it, absolutely. The commissioner says that's what it's there for. But if you don't, be conservative, and everybody has done that, and I want to commend each and every one of the office holders.
I would say, Mayor, that the county would be in big trouble if we did a budget, and we tried to guess just exactly how much we was going to need for next year, and when that thing hit the press, everybody would say, golly, look at all the money they're saving. But then along about September or so, you'd have to go back to the county court and say, boys, we've got to have some more money. And then that hits the newspaper. Everybody, well, they've blown all that money we give them to begin with. Now what?
Yeah, and usually we're into it now, and me and Donna was talking the other day, and she said, Mayor, I've got it's time for me to start sending out the notices to all the departments to start getting their budget requests in. And I thought, my goodness, it seemed like we went through that just the other day.
Finished that other one up.
And, but it does get away from you in a hurry. But when you come down to the time of right before, and it's usually in May or June, that's when you start seeing a lot of amendments done. And we've been very blessed that we've not had to do any amendments to mount to anything. And that's what's good. That's, and especially when you have to do amendments that affect your fund balance.
And a lot of times I know, Mayor, that we have like grants and things like that must be spent during the fiscal year.
Right.
And they have been earmarked in this year's budget, the one you do this year, and you come up with money that's government grant money that's been earmarked to a certain field, and you've got some of it left that can be spent somewhere else. And it's not money it's money that has to be spent or sent back to the federal government or the state government or whatever. And we always know that there are needy spots for any extra money, any excess funds that we have, and that does require that budget amendment, doesn't it?
It does, and we don't ever want to turn, you know, grant funding back over, and which that makes it not only unbeneficial to us, but it also makes it look to the next round that's going around. They may not think that we need it that bad.
They didn't really need it that bad anyway, and we definitely don't want them thinking that, do we?
No,
because
absolutely.
We need all we can get. Okay, I think we need to take a little bit of a break here, and I just got a little thing on breaking news here that the first coronavirus has been confirmed in Tennessee down in Williamson County.
Oh, man.
I know that's something that just flashed across here. So, folks, it has come home a little bit. And I know that this is a very wearisome thing, and it weighs heavy on a lot of folks. But, you know, when we start looking at things, we know this could be what they want to call a pandemic that's going to affect the entire country. But right now, you know, I think we're losing more people each day to just the plain old flu.
Influenza.
Than we are to this. But it's something that could become serious because it's something unknown. And anything unknown scares everyone, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
But before we take a break, we've got a few birthdays today. We have four birthdays today that are going to enter into the drawing here to get one of those delicious ice cream cakes in a few minutes. And I want to remind everyone, 243-5574, you'll get the answering machine, speak slowly and clearly, and get your name put in the pot for a little drawing here. I know we've got first up Ricky Short. I had a call in to wish him a happy birthday. And then also, little Miss Haley Strong, who is celebrating her 10th birthday, and Nana and Pa called that one in, and so we wish her a happy birthday. And then Marcia Scott, one of the folks, I think that's in the Pine Hill area, I believe, where she's from, wishing her a happy birthday. And then down at Hermitage Spring, Bridget Mays, celebrating a birthday. And I think we had, I guess that was Bridget's daughter that was on here last week, maybe.
Could have been. Yeah, I think that's right,
So, but we'd like to wish all these folks a happy birthday today. We'll be drawing out a name to get one of those delicious ice cream cakes here in a few minutes. And with that, we're going to come back, and I know Mayor Reagan and I have got a bunch more things we want to talk about here in a few minutes, but we'll be right back after this word from our sponsors.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
The opioid epidemic is affecting countless lives, including young adults. Did you know approximately 45% of opioid prescriptions to adolescents are made by dentists, often after wisdom teeth removal? These drugs carry risks, but you can help reduce your risk or the risk for a loved one. If prescribed an opioid, ask your dentist to consider limiting prescriptions to 3 days, using over-the-counter pain relievers, and properly disposing of unused medications. For more information, go to shatterproof.org. This has been a message from Shatterproof, United Healthcare, and this station.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Welcome back, everyone. Sitting here, Mayor Reagan and I have been sitting here for a little while. It's always a pleasure to have him here with us. And I do know that we've pretty much gone over the county commission meeting the other night, but I know he's got some other things here, some important things, and some very newsworthy things that he wants to share with you all. Mayor Reagan.
Thank you, Thomas. We also keep the commissioners up to date on the as far as our accounts. And usually try to, within 6 months in, we always give them an update of what our accounts are. When I say accounts, I'm talking about our general fund, and I'm talking about our courthouse and jail maintenance and solid waste department, and then our debt service and our drug fund. And we give them an update of what our balance is at that particular time. And for a general fund at February 1 through the last February 29, this was leap year, so we had another day there. So at that particular time, our general fund had a balance of $1,152,281.65. And your general fund is pretty much your biggest fund that takes care of just about everything. And I know people says $1 million. Well, that sounds like a lot, and it is a lot. But, I mean, when you start funding out all your insurances, all your sheriff's department, your AMLA services, your insurances on your property, your health insurance for the employees and stuff, so, and then your payrolls and stuff, and it don't go very far. But I mean, that's good that we had, you know, that much, and that's before the trustee will give us he gives a quarterly report every year, I think about three times a year, maybe four. And so his quarterly report will be coming up here probably in April. And that will give us the update about where we're at on our tax as far as what we've brought in our tax. And we usually do, the county does real well as far as people paying their taxes. We always factor in about a 7% delinquent tax, I guess, a differential in there. So it usually comes in there pretty close to that and everything.
Well, you know, along that line, something that I know the citizens here, we haven't noticed a whole lot of, and that is the tax sale out here at the front door of the courthouse.
Right.
I know there have been very, very few of them lately, which means that even though sometimes folks get in arrears with their taxes, it seems like, you know, most, they're getting shored up and straightened up before it gets to that point anymore.
And Renee and our clerk and masters, office down there, they're the ones that's usually
right.
In charge of that, and everyone has done real, we've not had, I think maybe we've had one, maybe two tax sales since I've been in office, and they have done a real good job of getting in touch with folks and all that, and of course you have to pay your penalties and stuff, but most of the time we've had very few, and I'm not really for sure exactly how many we got right now and everything. So
I kind of noticed that because, you know, it's kind of kind of strange, not necessarily strange, but I think the law still reads that any of those tax land sales will take place at the front door
of the
historic Clay County Courthouse, and it means outside at the front door, if it's coming a blizzard, because I know there's been one time that I tried to invite them to come in the hallway where it's a little bit warmer.
Yeah.
And they said, we're sorry, we can't do that.
A lot of the foreclosure sales and stuff where that the banks and stuff have, they still have to do that. I think they do that. On our tax sales and stuff, we have to, we've moved that now to the courtroom, at the new courtroom down there, and so we always make sure that everybody is aware of that, where it's been moved at and everything. So your courthouse and jail maintenance balance for that period was $98,909.74. Solid waste department had a balance of $1,062,712.06. Drug fund, or drug controls, which runs through our sheriff department, he's in control of that. And it had a fund balance of $126,182.12. And then our general debt services, which is our debt that we have for what the debt that we, and now that here that we've started on the new jail and everything, there'll be a debt payment coming out of that. And it had a balance of $1,308,454.95. And that's, we do that and give that an update to the county commission so that they know exactly what the balance is in the bank for the county government.
Nobody has spent all their money yet.
Not yet. No.
That's good. And, you know, sometimes we see that on the news in a lot of places where sometime during the year where some kind of emergency will come up and stuff that had been, well, like I'm over Putnam County now. That's going to be a budget nightmare, isn't it, for those folks over there?
It is. And, of course, that involves, you know, FEMA and all those folks. And I know Mayor Porter and him declared a disaster the other night, and or the other day, Tuesday morning, I believe it was. And a lot of people want to know what that entails. Well, what that does, it's not, it necessarily, what it does, it helps remove some of the red tape that you normally
right.
have to go through, bidding processes and stuff like that and everything. If you need a piece of equipment or whatever, if you need somebody
right.
to bring you a piece of equipment, you ain't got to wait the 30 days to bid it out and all that kind of stuff. That removes all that.
Emergency spending.
Exactly. And it also, you know, it gives the authority for TEMA and those groups that, where that they can reach out to other places and bring things in and that we, any cost that we incur, during that process and everything, that we can, you know, have a little bit more liberty to do things with. I know the governor, not sure yet where he has declared a state, an emergency disaster yet, but, normally he will do the same thing, and, the governor will sign, or not the governor, but the president will sign off on it and everything. So it just frees up a lot of, other avenues that normally you have to go through a lot of avenues that, you won't have to go through with and everything. And rightfully so, because, I mean, times like this and everything, you're kind of in a whirlwind, I'm sure.
Right, and, you know, there's so much emotion at that time, and like you said, so much emergency things that have to be done, just so many services that have to increase their services. And I know we'll even the cost to our telephone company, to Twin Lakes, the cost to I don't think we have any of our Tri-County that be served over in that area, but I know the Twin Lakes folks do, and I'm sure, you know, they're going to have some major expenses to repair that area out in there.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a little short break, come back, and I know we've got some other things. We've got a couple of grants to talk about.
All right.
And we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
The opioid epidemic is affecting countless lives, including young adults. Did you know approximately 45% of opioid prescriptions to adolescents are made by dentists, often after wisdom teeth removal? These drugs carry risks, but you can help reduce your risk or the risk for a loved one. If prescribed an opioid, ask your dentist to consider limiting prescriptions to 3 days, using over-the-counter pain relievers, and properly disposing of unused medications. For more information, go to shatterproof.org. This has been a message from Shatterproof, United Healthcare, and this station.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom?
Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is. A date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Welcome back, everyone. Back here with Mayor Dale Reagan, and we've covered quite a few things. And I know, Mayor Reagan, you've got a couple of more important things that we want to talk about.
Yeah, we are working on a grant right now. We've got it, a health grant. It's a $20,000 grant. And we got, about 3 years ago, we got a $10,000 grant. And we used at Maple Grove at the community center down there, and we redid a outside basketball court down there. And it worked out real well, and a lot of the folks, ages from, I guess, from little ones to the older ones, and are using that. So we're going to, this time, we're going to put in a half court. That's our plan. Over here at the recreational park, and also we're going to go to Hermit Springs Park down there and put one in as well. And so the health department, I appreciate them very much. Matt Tuck, he is our county coordinator now, or director, and he's working real well with us on that, as well as all the other staff, and to get that taken care of. And the weather, if we can catch a it dry up on us, we'll try to get that done and everything. So it look forward to all the folks that will get to take advantage of that whenever we get that up and going and everything. And that's 100% grant, and you don't see a lot of those come through. And they're doing them every 2 years now, so hopefully, Lord willing, we get this done and be able to put our name in the hat again, and in a couple of years we'll come up with another one, and by that time hopefully the city will have the Donaldson Park in their care, and we might be able to help and do something over there as well.
Well, you know, I know right now this the healthy living grants and things like that, some of those are some big time grants. I've noticed it, you know, and like you said, these are 100% grants, and I've seen some of those up, golly, $500,000, $1 million that some communities have for walking trails and
right.
And things like that. You know, that's a pretty good chunk of change that you don't have to contribute to.
And now is, I mean, it's kind of a double-edged sword. We're considered one of the 15 distressed counties across the state of Tennessee, and the governor is really putting some emphasis on that, and he's having everyone to pay attention to these distressed counties. And we've got $250,000 grant for our health department out there to work on the basement area and everything. So we're going to be doing that here the upcoming summer, and get that out there renovated, because we got some stuff down there that's not hardly up to ADA compliant, and we can get that back up to ADA compliant, as well as taking care of some issues down there. You know, we had water issues for many, many years down there, and the guys have worked on it, and they've got it pretty much contained and everything, but there's still some stuff we need to do is go in there and utilize some of those rooms that we're not being able to utilize. And through this renovation, that'll help us a lot, and that's also a 100% grant, a $250,000 renovation grant that we'll be doing out the health department out there. So I know the folks out there and the
right.
staff and everybody is excited about that. It'll give them some more opportunities to use the lower part of the building and everything to take care of the needs of our citizens.
You know, I do know, too, you know, not necessarily county-wise, but, you know, we're about to get into a cycle here in the city of Salina, which, of course, is going to affect some of the things in the county. With our sewer plant is something
right.
that's going to have to be updated, you know, and that's something that's tied directly to our new jail,
yeah.
isn't it? That, you know, that,
it
that,
is.
That that's going to have, you know, it's going to increase the need for the ability for the sewer plant to take care of more product and things like that. And also, you know, I think maybe the city streets here in Salina are going to have to be addressed here before long.
the parts that aren't state highways and things like that. And, of course, all these things affects the county. And I know with the cooperation between the two that, you know, it's, a lot of these things are going to get taken care of. But one of the things, you know, you said, that two-edged sword there with the distressed counties, you know, if this attention is paid to us and it does what it's supposed to, we're no longer going to be a distressed county here one of these days. And it's going to fall upon us as the citizens and you as the leaders of Clay County to make sure that the ball they've handed us keeps getting carried forward.
Exactly. Make sure that, you know, yeah, you're exactly right, to do our due diligence, that, you know, our comprehensive plans and stuff that we work on, you know, for our 5 years, 10 years, 15 years out and everything, that we're looking at that to make sure that what we're doing is going to be beneficial to our citizens as we leave and others comes in and everything, to where that, you know, that hopefully that we can leave it in that they won't be faced with a lot of these issues that we're faced with right now.
And, you know, there's so many of those things you can't put down, we're going to take care of it next year, can
no,
you?
No, no.
Somewhere along the line, next year shows up.
And I know, you know, the jail.
With our jail, if yeah, I was going to
the
say.
Jail has been a big issue for many, many years, and I know for 30-plus years, I guess, and we're on the path to hopefully, Lord be our helper and everything, that we're working on a solution for that, and I know that anytime that you do that, it's painful, and it's going to take us all to work together to make this the outturn of it to be better for everyone. And but I know that we had to do some, county commissioners had to make a tough decision, is increasing wheel tax, and they looked at a lot of different avenues and stuff, and they felt like that was probably, you know, if you want to call it a fire tax, I guess it's most the one you could look at. But I mean, you know, no one ever wants to. I don't. The sheriff don't. And you know, wasn't a county commissioner sitting around that table and everything. Wish that we had been going through this, but it's a situation that we're faced with, and we've got to take it on. And because the outcome of it, sitting and not doing anything, could be a tragic situation for the county if we ever got in a lawsuit that would hit us and certainly paralyze us.
Yeah, and you know, and Mayor, you know, you hear and you know, just town talk and all this time, county talk. It used to be out the old county store talk, that type thing. That, well, there's a whole lot of things we could have better spent that money on. You know, sometimes things like that may be true, but sometimes there are ways to get money to do some projects that are very, very important, like the jail, but there may be other projects in the county that need to be doing that may not be as hardly an urgent thing as that, but they actually need to be done, but they're just not a feasible way to carry it out, is there?
No, and two, a lot of things are by statute we have to do, and by county stuff, by the Constitution and the state statutes, we are bound by that to supply a correction facility or a jail, and there's no way of getting around that. So we have to make those you know, decisions, and as being in the position that I am, and all the other elected officials, and Lord be our helper, we'll try our very best to make the decisions that would be, as I always say, beneficial to everyone, if it be possible, but mainly keeping the good Lord up above in our prayers and stuff as we do these things. And so we're just hopefully here in the next this is something that's not going to happen overnight. It's took a long process, and we're looking at probably 2.5, maybe 3 years down the road before that, you know, that if everything goes well, our loan has been secured, and we're going through right now, our county attorney is working with the bond council, and we're talking to some of the local banks here about some interim financing, and there's just a lot of things that we've got to take care of before we get on into the nuts and the bolts of it and everything. But hopefully, Lord be our helper and everything, here in a couple of years or so, we'll start seeing some construction.
Okay, and the office of sheriff in all the counties, that is a constitutional office, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
And I believe when our Constitution was written that the office of the high sheriff was, and that's called the high sheriff because at the time of the writing of the Constitution, the sheriff was considered the most important elected official in all the counties. And I think that's part of the reason why he was also designated to be the highest paid official in the county at one time, because he was considered to be the most important man in the county.
Yeah, at one time, I think, but they've changed that a little
right.
bit now as far as the pay scale goes and everything. But he is, of course, the county mayor, or county executive, the position that I hold at this particular time that I'm blessed with is the highest paid.
Right.
And then the sheriff falls underneath that, and then your highway superintendent falls underneath that as well, about the same pay scale. But then underneath that is all your other constitutional offices and everything that follows a percentage. And all that's set up through statute. And
right.
there's nothing that, you know, that we can change that unless you go back and try to change the Constitution on it. And that takes legislators to do that. Also, Thomas, before we run out of time here, and is the census that's coming up. And I certainly want to extend a reminder to everyone out there that how important this is. As the old saying is, there ain't nobody out there that don't count. And everyone, I don't care who you are, you're important to us. And we need you to make your count. And so it's coming up, I think, April. And, Thomas, I think you said you had some of the folks that would be here with you next week.
I think that there's been a policy change with the census folks. And originally we had some folks on here that kind of sit here. Kevin Dawson did most of the speaking. But since that, they have changed their tune a little bit. And next Thursday, a census meeting, we may take up the whole hour or we may not, but they have some representatives that come by, and they're going to directly talk about some of the things that the Census Bureau is doing. Like I said, that I think it's just a kind of a change there, because it's kind of reflecting the importance they're placing on all this. And with, I think the mailings are going out, in a couple of weeks?
First of April.
And something to be, a lot of times in the past, folks, especially folks in this area, they didn't want nobody to know a lot about them. But the most important thing about it, you really don't have to answer every question that is on the census thing. The biggest thing is that you answer.
Right.
That's how you get counted.
Yeah.
It's not to find out how much you make a year or how many toilet seats you've got in your house or things like that, the irrelevant questions that may be on there. But the biggest thing is, they want your name and the name of all the people in your family there, because I know Kevin gave us the figures here the other day about how much money it costs us for each name we miss here in the county.
I think it breaks down to about $1,000 per person, and we do the census report every 10 years. So everyone that we miss in 10 years, that's $10,000 that we miss as far as when it comes to our grant funding and stuff. So you are very important, and please when that time comes, we just certainly want to get everybody accounted for.
Okay, Mayor Reagan just drew out a number here for our cake this week, but I want to remind her too, also, Mayor, you and I are going to get to do some little spots for the census folks.
We are.
They have actually spent some money, and they're going to do some little spots on the radio to remind folks, you know, to get counted. And, you know, that's one of the best ways that you can benefit the county and to make sure that when government funds come down, grants, whatever, that we get our fair share here in Clay County. And with that, I guess we're about to run out of time. We have a winner today. The winner of the cake today is Miss Haley Strong. And
okay.
We'll wish her a happy 10th birthday, and she can go out by the Clay County Chamber and pick up one of those gift cards to the Dairy Queen. Go over by there and pick that up, and we hope you enjoy your cake for
it. Happy birthday.
And yes, very happy birthday. And happy birthday to all the folks, and all the folks that are celebrating any kind of celebration this week. You know, enjoy your families, enjoy your friends, enjoy your nation, your state, your county, your community that you live in, and don't take any of these things for granted, and do your part.
Absolutely. And again, our prayers and thoughts goes out to all of our neighbors that were affected by the storms. Please keep them in your prayers.
And with that, we're going to shut the doors here. We've got everything put up, and we want to thank everyone for joining us, and may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again here next week on WVFB-FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And with that, good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.